got Scott Haywood on the line, the finance guru, because a betting company, Carmen, is being investigated by the ATO over allegations that it deliberately suppressed revenue just so that it could get the JobKeeper scheme.
Might be a few quickened heart rates of business owners hearing that news story come through. So we're going to get some clarification from Scott now. Scott, is the allegations of this company, did it deliberately? They suppressed their revenue. What kind of trouble could they be in?
Okay, good morning, guys. Yeah, Carmen, you make an interesting point that this could be opening a can of worms for a lot of business owners. Effectively, what the tax office has done from an initial point of view is just simply look at numbers from a BAS statement point of view. So if you were 30% down for a monthly or quarterly revenue between March 30 last year and September 27 last year compared to the same period this year, then you automatically got JobKeeper. There was no other audit. There were no other business checks. It was simply fill in the boxes. And then with your single-touch payroll, that would have aligned to what you were paying your staff. And then you automatically would have received $750 a week for all eligible employees. So at this stage, there's been no investigation on any business and nothing done. What we're reading today about what we're hearing today is that it looks like one of the business employees has either leaked emails or someone has dobbed them in. And I think that'll be probably the initial thing the tax office will investigate will be if an employee has reported that they think that someone has cooked the books. For example, in the case of this mattress company, it looks like they withheld revenue and had increased expenses, which means they would justify the 30% drop. And I think you'll find that a lot of other businesses may have done the same, but it's going to be very difficult for the tax office to get on top of this sooner rather than later, because that money is automatically being spent and given to employees.
How, moving forward, will this work if you've qualified in, say, March and April, but then because you've had the stimulus, your business is back up to 100% in May, do you still get JobKeeper?
You do, and that's a very interesting point because, for example, the mattress business would have probably had been in a shopping centre and it would have been closed. So I'm not denying that the business would have suffered throughout the pandemic. But let's just take golf courses as a very good example. Every golf course and tennis court across Australia was shut down, you know, 6 to 8 weeks ago, and they would have also qualified for JobKeeper because they had zero revenue because you were not allowed to play golf for a certain period of time. They all would have got JobKeeper. Now, golf clubs and tennis court businesses are saying that they've never been busier. Mm-hmm. And they are already back to levels that they've never seen for late autumn and winter. And they, like other businesses that have returned, will automatically get JobKeeper until September. This is the mistake that Morrison made. He didn't means test it in July. He should have put a means test on it. If your business was back up and running and you were back maintaining a level of income by the June quarter, then in July we can turn it off. But he didn't do that, and now it's too late. So it'll be a political cannon through his whole party if he reneged on it. So I think what will happen is these businesses, the mattress business, other businesses, will get the full JobKeeper for the six-month period. It will mean that some businesses will profit from it. Some certainly won't. But in the event of what we're talking about with this cooking of the books, that will probably come back and haunt them with significant fines. But it's going to be very difficult to prove unless we see leaked emails or disgruntled employees who are reporting to the tax office. I think the article also stated there'd been about 2,000 sort of dob-ins across Australia at the moment where people have said to the tax office, I think these guys are cooking the books. So there might be investigations, and that would how the process would start.
So that's 2,609 tip-offs related to the JobKeeper scheme. That's as of May 20th.
Yeah, so that's how the tax office will work. It's exactly just like if your employer hasn't paid your superannuation, which was another big problem that we've had over the years before single-touch payroll came in and a lot of cash businesses that used to exist. If you'd report it exactly the same way, you'd give a tip-off to the tax office and say, I don't think my boss is paying my super, and you would then the tax office would then investigate with a GST audit and then eventual audit and then eventually fines and make sure the super is eventually paid back. So it'll be a similar process to that. But there's going to be other businesses that are going to be manufacturing numbers to qualify for JobKeeper. Of course, now that it's June 1, that qualification period is over. It was only for businesses that had the downturn in the March quarter that could assess it by the end of May.
Now, $750 a week per employee, some people have, hundreds of employees who've received this payment. It's a lot of money for the ATO to get back. How long would that process take if they did indeed find people had dodged it up?
They could get robots to look after that, Scott.
Well, that's a very good point. I can't see in the short term how they're going to get the JobKeeper money back. It will come in the form of a fine. So the JobKeeper money, as you suggested, that is being paid to all of these employees, they probably won't be seeking that back. They'll say, right, you've breached the rules, you've cooked your books, you've done something unethical, inappropriate or illegal, you're going to be fined $1 million. And then the company will go broke. So that could be a scenario, or significant tax penalties. So that would be probably the scenario the ATO would go down. But it was always going to happen. The good thing with single touch payroll is that at least that has eliminated a lot of the scams, because that's when books really could have been cooked, because the tax office automatically would get reported on a monthly or weekly or fortnightly basis exactly what employees are paid across Australia for both large and small businesses. So that has eliminated at least some of the dodginess that could have come out of JobKeeper.
Scott Hayward, thanks for your time.
Good on you guys. Have a good morning.
Scott Hayward, the finance guru.